pase, pierna derecha, directo al arco, golazo, golazo.
The world of football with a soccer perspective. This is Soccer Today with Dwayne Mullins and Kevin Larame, live on the Sports Podcasting Network.
Good day, good night, and welcome to Soccer Today for Monday, March 18th, 2019. I'm Kevin Larame, joined by Dwayne Mullins, as always. And we apologize, we had a little bit of audio problem this morning on the other side of the line, so that's why you can hear a little noise. We're doing our best to control it and come back with our pristine audio tomorrow. Dwayne, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm going to throw my laptop through the window. Is that okay?
Sure. Just wait after the show.
Okay. All right. We'll wait. Let's just do this thing. No, I do apologize for this. The Patreon goes a long way, folks. But until such time as we massively increase that, we're going to deal with this. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing good. It's not too bad. Some days it sounds better than others. MLS week 3, Dwayne, it wrapped up yesterday. A lot of games, interesting results. First win for FC Cincinnati. We'll get there. They have their first win in franchise history in Major League Soccer. Great results. Some teams like Seattle are on a roll. The only team with 3 wins so far this year. MLS week 3 started with Chicago and Seattle, Dwayne. And I have to say, I had a few players of Seattle on my fantasy, and I'm glad I kept them. Seattle 4 on the road versus Chicago, Dwayne.
The word tire fire comes to mind when I'm talking about the fire, because, well, you know, it's an easy pun, but also we sort of called this one earlier in this year in terms of Chicago not being particularly very good. But I guess this game is more a question of, you know, is Seattle good or is Chicago bad? And it's a bit of column A and a bit of column B probably here. But certainly the Sounders have, you know, they reloaded last year. They had a bit of a down year for them. You know, back-to-back MLS Cup finals, obviously. Didn't quite get there last year, but still sort of stayed in the picture for a while. So they're back. This has got to be early on, as you say, the only 3-0 team. So good for them, I guess. But it's the more things change, the more they stay the same, right?
Yeah, Seattle is really surprising me, at least with the way they're playing. They're getting the result. Jordan Morris comes out lights out in this season after spending 1 year on the sideline. But Seattle, right now, cream of the crop in the Western Conference and in Major League Soccer, the only teams with 3 wins for the Seattle Sounders. Chicago, yeah, I agree with you. There's it's not necessarily looking good for the Chicago Fire. Crackers. Columbus FC Dallas, Dwayne. Columbus slowly, low profile. They're happy to be back in Major League Soccer, have stayed in Major League Soccer. And they got another W this time against FC Dallas at home. Not a bad win for Columbus at home versus FC Dallas.
Yeah, look, the crew are good. They're solid, right? Like, I don't think anyone's necessarily picking Columbus to be MLS Cup champions or something like that, other than hashtag narrative. But they're just solid. They're a really good team, and then they're finally going to invest a little bit of money there, and it's showing early on in terms of their success to start the year. So yeah, you can't say anything but bad things with the crew, and it's almost to the point now, Kevin, because we talked about hashtag save the crew for a long time. That it almost became like a little bit sad that we weren't hating them anymore, because they're Columbus, man. Like, Bill Archer supports that team. We should hate them, and it's irritating that we just can't yet. They're, you know, talking. I've already said hashtag narrative once already, so I'll say it again here. Like, hey, the crew are, that would be the ultimate story, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and it is possible. We'll see what the future has in store, but I've purposely not put the standings up on the screen yet this year so far. It's 3 weeks in. Standings mean nothing. Yes, your team might be up or your team might be down. You might be happy looking at the standings, but it's not really indicative of anything. It's 3 weeks in Major League Soccer, which is pretty much still preseason when you think about it. But one team that has looked good so far in Major League Soccer season after 3 weeks, that's the Houston Dynamo. And one thing that has not looked good is Vancouver. Houston 3, Vancouver 2.
Yeah, that was not an attractive performance by the Whitecaps. So, you know, I think everyone sort of pointed out early on this year that, this would be a bit of a reload season for them for sure. We all believe in Mark Santos, but yeah, this is not the same thing as, winning the soccer bowl. It just simply isn't. And, you know, it's going to be a bit of a bit of a journey for the Whitecaps, I think, this year. And that was not a great result for them on the road. I mean, you know, Houston's, as you said, been playing pretty well. But to come off of a short week for the Dynamo and to not go down there and compete any more than they did, it's got to be concerning if you're a Whitecaps fan.
Yeah, true. The travel is not easy for Vancouver, too. They have traveled a lot. But you're talking about Houston. The weather was nice. Houston is used to it. But Houston are already, like, I wouldn't say mid-season form, but they got a few games more played than Vancouver when you look at the CONCACAF Champions League. And I think those games made Houston a team that is really ready to compete early on in Major League Soccer. And it's been a long time we haven't said it, Dwayne, but you know where I'm going. Points on the board or points on the pocket, and the Houston Dynamo are putting points in their pockets.
It's funny. I was literally about to say the same thing. If you don't have your bingo card out, you should get it out right now, because points on the board or points in the pocket is absolutely a center square on our bingo card.
Yep, and everyone's got the center square filled now. All right, let's continue to take a look at the results in Major League Soccer for Week 3 now here. The Red Bulls in San Jose. And you know, Matt Doyle of MLSsoccer.com, Dwayne, has put a good fantasy tip out there. He's basically, whoever's playing against San Jose, pick three players from that team, captain one of them, and you're going to do fine in fantasy. New York Red Bull 4, San Jose 1. It is not looking good for the Quakes.
The Quakes and the Whitecaps are in a turtles race for the wooden spoon, I think. Yeah, look, major change in direction in the offseason. They invested in their coach, obviously, but just as we said with Mark DeSantos a minute ago, this is, you can't just snap your fingers in MLS in 2019 anymore and instantly be a contending team. It's a highly competitive game, or league, pardon me, and the Earthquakes are going to need to be patient if they want to make this build correct. But on the other side of the thing, the Red Bulls, as I've said many times before, have been consistently the best team in this league over the last 5 years. They've never won a championship, true, but there's a little bit of luck involved in that, in terms of bad luck in their case. And look, you got to tip your hat to them. Their consistency of play has been remarkable over the past few years, and they continue to be, you know, put that CCL result aside, they continue to be a very strong, solid team. And you know what? Eventually they're going to win the MLS Cup. As a matter of fact, they will eventually.
They will, for sure. The Red Bulls will one day win the MLS Cup. That's, like, every team's going to win a championship one day, you would have to think. But no, I agree with Matt Doyle as well. I had at least BWP, but I should have captained maybe Piatti, which I didn't, but we'll get there in a second. But we'll get to the fantasy team. We're having a good result in our fantasy. We got, what, 150, 160 people in close to it on the fantasy league? That's not bad. I'm actually really surprised by it, so thanks to every one of you. And we do have prizes available at the end of the spring and at the end of the fall season, so make sure you do join our fantasy league. You can find the link on our webpage, sportspodcastnetwork.com, or on the description of this show. Orlando 1, Montreal Impact 3, even with the red card, but the red card was late for Zach Diallo, who fell into the trap laid by Dom Dwyer. It's a trap! And it was one. And Dom Dwyer faked and got Diallo ejected, but it was too little too late. Montreal, 20 minutes in this game, had already taken a 2-goal lead. And they conceded late, but they got a third one. Montreal 3, Orlando 1, Montreal 2-1 on the road to start the 2019 season.
And look, what was the goal that we set for them in the show? We said 10 points in the first 10 games, right? They're already at 6. So yeah, you got to be happy with that. What is the reaction in Montreal? Tell me, is it starting to get a little bit of traction?
Yeah, it is. No one's complaining about the lack of depth in the striker position. No one's complaining of anything right now. because two wins, one loss on the road. And the loss could have been different, too. The loss was a loss in Houston, but Montreal could have had a different game with a different game plan. And that's why Remy Gallagher went with the same starting 11 that he had against Houston, Dwayne, to give him a little redemption. And they redeemed themselves, indeed. Told you last week, Dwayne. I told you Nacho was feeling good. Whenever Nacho Piatti says he's feeling good before a game, you captain him in your fantasy, or at least you put him in your fantasy team. Whenever he says he's ready or feeling good, or in the words of Nacho, I feel good. That means he feels great, and that means he's going to score, usually. And, you know, he's got over 100 points in like 129 games or something. Nacho Piatti has been top two, top three best player in this league for the last 5 years. And I know we're saying it a lot. It might be his last year with Montreal. But 3 goals in 3 games so far for the Nacho Man.
No, absolutely. You know, the most underrated player in MLS. I don't think there's any doubt in that. And that's because he's in Canada and in Quebec, which is unfortunate. But I think that there is a bit of a resurgence of people that are looking to try and make sure that they understand how good Nacho Piatti's been and how much of a joy he's been in this league. And certainly, it's a great start to the year. There were some questions about 6 months ago whether he would be back. He is. And he is fully committed to this journey. And I think, you know, unless you're a TFC fan, basically, you're probably cheering for him to continue the success.
Yeah, you are. But we'll see how many goals Nacho scores in 2019. Hey, right now he's in the thick of things for the Golden Boot. Who knows? That could be a good way to finish your career with the Montreal Impact by winning the Golden Boot in your last season in Major League Soccer. That could be a very good result for Nacho Piatti. Let's continue with the games on Saturday. DC United 5. What time is it going? Yeah, it's 5 past the keeper. Real Salt Lake, 0.
Yeah, that's an ugly result. You don't necessarily see 5-0s very often in Major League Soccer because of the parity in the league. But, you know, a lot of people were picking DC to be strong this year. A lot of people were a little bit down on RSL. And I don't know, one more to say about that. We were right, I guess. It's a bit of a... you know, if you're a Whitecaps fan, you've got to be a little scared that you watch your team lose to RSL and then, you know, the next week this happens. But nonetheless,
yeah, but RSL had a red card, right? And I think RSL quit that game early on, and, you know, the goals piled up. We've seen Montreal get scored 5 by DC in the late last season. But when I look in RSL and I look at that result, I don't think it's a... Like, RSL's not that bad, and I don't think DC United is that good, but that result is a bit of an outlier. But, you know, DC are good, one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. I don't think RSL is that bad that 5-0 tells you that they're the worst team in the West, no. But I do think that result is a bit weird. It's a bit of an outlier. It doesn't represent who RSL truly is. But, man, 5 goals. What's happening with Nick Raimondo?
Final year too. Not a game he's going to want to remember. It's a good thing he's got a few more to play this year. No, look, in any season you're going to have some lighter results, as you just said. But nonetheless, I think this does reinforce the idea that the DC is a pretty decent side, and that kills me to say because I don't really care for Wayne Rooney because I have, you know, a deeply bitter partisan blue. Yeah. That's fine.
Exactly. That's fine. Now, let's continue with the last game on Saturday, the LA Galaxy 3, Minnesota United 2. LA Galaxy are having a way better season than anyone anticipated. And, you know, Minnesota, not too bad, though. Minnesota has still a good season with their first 2 wins and losing on the road to the Galaxy. That's not too bad. It's fine. People will be fine in Minnesota. But the Galaxy, not bad.
No. Obviously, look, I think the thing is with the Galaxy is when we were doing our preseason picks, it's just we had fatigue on them in some ways. It's like, we're sick of the Galaxy, man. And they haven't been great the last couple of years, even though they, you know, on paper look like they should have been. So, you know, obviously, this being Major League Soccer, they're going to surprise us and be good this year. That's the obvious case. Whatever you up is down, down is up, right? Like that's MLS and the Galaxy are proving it.
Yeah, if I was doing up, up, down, down, left, right, left, square, circle, and X would have maybe a cheat code to have unlimited money for the show. But that's video game talk. Something different, Dwayne. You don't know those.
I thought you were swiping there, left, left, right, right.
No, yeah, no. You're trying. Okay. You're like, oh, not on the computer, on your controller. Anyways, those were the games on a Saturday. Now let's take a look at Sunday's game. A busy Sunday in Major League Soccer with five games as well. Yesterday, NYCFC 2, LAFC 2. NYCFC took a two-goal lead, and then Carlos Vela said, nah, nope, nada. I'm scoring, and I'm going to tie this game up. Another great game by MAK2. NYCFC 2, LAFC 2. Not bad. LAFC is looking good still, but this victory, this draw on the road must feel like a victory for LAFC when you come back from two goals down.
No, absolutely. And a lot of people, if you look at the power rankings out there, LAFC... my preseason pick to win Major League Soccer's Cup this year. I don't think anyone's ever referred to it as Major League Soccer's Cup before. I just did. But yeah, they absolutely are living up to the hype. And second-year team, the third-year team's not doing so well. We'll get to there in a second. But yeah, they good for them, man. I mean, they look like a solid team. They're well-coached. They MAK, as you mentioned there, is back. Maybe when you look at the way that they finished the season last year and you sort of draw the conclusion back to when they started to struggle, one of the most underrated players in this league, eh?
I think so. At least one of the most underrated young player in this league for sure. And we'll keep an eye on March 26th, next Sunday, not this Sunday, the one after, because MAK, it's actually next Sunday. If I'm John Herdman, I'm starting MAK. He's starting next to Piet in my midfield. Like, that's my desired midfield for the Canadian men's national team. Piet with MAK next to him. Maybe the two best six, pure six in Major League Soccer for Canada. Maybe the best regular number six. And, you know, we've talked about the impact already. We didn't mention the performance of Piet, but Piet was massive in this game. Samuel Piet in a... pure sex role, getting the ball, redistributing it, making sure that the ball stays in Montreal's possession, and launching his teammates forward on a few occasions. MAK doing the same thing, especially on Vela's first goal. Those two players, young number six, Canada, you know, it's hopeful. You watch them, and I'm hopeful for the future.
No, it's a nice problem to have. It's unfortunate that they're, you know, two guys that are playing very well are in the same position if you're a Canadian national team fan. But yeah, I don't know what other solution there is out there other than to play them both. So you have to figure a formation out. You got to play, you know, managers that force players into their formation, I think, are making a mistake. You've got to look at this and go, these are two guys we need in the pitch at the same time. And figure something out around that. Like you double pivot or something like that. You've got to get them both out there for sure.
You do. And we'll continue with the MLS. The Major League Soccer scores. FC Cincinnati 3. Portland 0. That march to Nippert Stadium was, I have to say, impressive. That sea of orange and blue. Walking on that street, going down that hill, coming up that hill, felt like there was millions of people there. There was a few, maybe tens of thousands, but it was impressive. It was beautiful. And Kendall Watson, of all people, scored the first goal in Nippert Stadium in Major League Soccer for FC Cincinnati. Cincinnati get their first win, their first 3 points, their first three goals at home. Not a bad Sunday to start your Major League Soccer adventure.
You only get one chance to make a first impression, right? And certainly it was a great day for the Cincinnati fans. Look, they're going to have a bit of a home advantage there. That is a bad pitch, and it is not a great stadium for soccer, but if you can take advantage of that, you can get some points there. I don't think any of us that have been paying attention are picking Cincinnati to be terrible. but we just don't think they're good, if you know what I mean, right? And certainly what the key to their success is to figure out how to maximize that home advantage, which is significant, and we saw it yesterday. I wouldn't read too much into it if I was Portland. You know,
yeah, Portland,
hyped up crowd.
They conceded three goals.
They lost, they move on.
Sorry, Dwayne, I was going to say they conceded three goals in their three games this season so far. So there's something about the defense of Portland, though, but we'll see. It's still too early to press the panic button. But if you're Portland, like you were in the Western Conference Final last year, and they were in MLS Cup, right? Portland was at MLS Cup last year, and they lost to Atlanta. But you look at Portland, and they conceded three goals in the first three games of the year. At least it's a sign of a concern. Like, it's a sign of a beginning of a concern, if I was Gio Savarese for my backline.
No, fair enough. You know, if points are on the board, where are they, Kevin?
Well, by the way, the audio card is okay now, so we can talk.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, weird.
Welcome to Behind the Scenes of Soccer Today with Dwayne and Kevin. Yeah, points on the board are points in the pocket, and, well, three for Cincinnati, which is a lot better than we thought they would get.
Four,
yeah, they had a draw last week too. They drew Atlanta and they beat Portland 3-1. Not bad. Back-to-back MLS finalists and results against them. I have to say, true, it's all about perspective. And when you look at it this way, well, Cincinnati's not having a terrible start.
No, they're not. You know who is having a terrible start? Atlanta United.
What's it called? The MLS Cup hangover? Or the CCL hangover? Like something like that. Atlanta won. Philadelphia won. And you know what? I'm going to stop picking Atlanta players in my fantasy. Josef Martinez, you've been on my team for 3 weeks, and you haven't done shit. So I'm going to boot you out of my starting 11, and I'm going to replace you by somebody else. By the way, if you have a suggestion for me on who I should replace Josef Martinez with on my fantasy team, let me know. But you're right, Dwayne. Atlanta United, I guess we will call it the Frank De Boer bump, which is a negative bump. I don't know.
It's, yeah. I'm trying to be diplomatic here. Obviously, they
why?
They were...
Don't be. Just be honest. Just say what
hilarious.
You think.
It's very funny watching them struggle. They're going to be fine, folks. They are. They're pretty talented. But, yeah, it proves the idea. Hubris, right? Like, I think TFC fans got a little of that last year. It's a tough league sometimes, and Atlanta's learning that. We'll just leave it at that. I think they'll figure it out.
Yeah,
Toronto didn't last year, though, so we'll see.
It's true. Can you imagine if Atlanta 2019 is the same as TFC 2018? You're going to have a long summer in Atlanta. Speaking of Toronto, a come-from-behind win. Toronto 3, New England 2. I guess all you were missing was Josie. And Josie back? And you know, oh, Toronto. They only played two games, but they got two wins. And, yeah, not bad. Toronto 3, New England 2.
For the third time in the show, hashtag narrative, Josie comes on and scores. I mean, come on, man.
That's a narrative, all right.
Yeah, look, the back is terrifying. The back line is terrifying. It's terrifying. But they can score. They can figure it out. And look, the kids were all right. That's what I'll say. Like the two young guys up front with a goal each. And then Josie comes on to finish the job at the end of the day. But yeah, that's got to make you smile if you're a TFC fan, right? Having those two kids out there. It's not like, you know, they famously have pumped up their academy signings over the year, but really they haven't come through to much. But yeah. Yesterday was the first time I think you can legitimately say that the academy won a game for them. And good for them. I mean, it was nice to see. It was nice to see Josie score too. I'm not gonna lie. There's no cheering in the press box, but I kind of pumped my fist a little bit when Josie put that in.
Like hidden underneath the table, like yes, no one sees my little. Make sure that while you pump your fist hidden beneath the table, that no one's looking at you because it might be looking like you're doing something else. If you know what I mean. But
sure.
But you know, it could be fun. But 3-2 for TFC at home versus Let me just get it back in versus New England, which is New England. So New England's going to New England and not going to be that great beginning of seasons. Last game last night, Colorado won. Sporting Kansas City won. A bit disappointed by SKC's performance on the road. Colorado had a red card too, but it stayed 1-1. Do I take anything out of this result? I don't know. Does this make sense? Does this make Colorado a bit better than I thought it would? Maybe. Maybe Colorado's a bit better than I anticipated. Maybe Kansas City didn't just have a good game in them too, but 1-1 between Colorado and SKC.
Well, you know, SKC's coming off the CCL, right? And look, Tim Howard's having a good start of the year, which...
Sorry, I was going to say the only MLS team left in the CCL is Sporting Kansas City with their big result against Independiente, the team from Panama, Kai, late Thursday.
No, for sure. And I think they're in tough next round. But nonetheless, they're still playing around. So the fact that they got a point at all is significant. And not to belabor TFC from last year, but I watched it closely. The TFC had just managed to find a few points here and there when they were playing in the CCL last year. Maybe the season goes a little bit differently. So, yeah, I think if you're SKC, you just go, we'll take the point, we'll move on, and we'll focus on the CCL in the next round.
Yep, and we will. Today, the only thing left on our agenda for today is to talk about a great moment that happened yesterday. Maybe one of the biggest moments in Canadian soccer history, Dwayne. An 18-year-old scored for one of the best teams in the world, and he's Canadian. Alphonso Davies has become the youngest player since 1999 to score a goal for Bayern Munich, and is the youngest player to score a goal in the Bundesliga this year as well by a few months. Alphonso Davies, Canadian soccer wunderkind.
Look, that was a nice little cherry on the top of the day, right? And it's funny because he wasn't playing for week after week after week. And obviously Bayern bowing out of the Champions League probably has sort of refocused their season a little bit. They don't have much to play for other than the league now. So I honestly was surprised that he even got a run out for him to get a goal.
It was 5-0. So it was 5-0. Yeah. 5-0 against Mainz. And at the 60th minute, like, okay, just go. Like,
throw the kid out, yeah. But that said, they haven't been doing that. They won 6-0 the week before, and so they're on a roll in the league. So they didn't even give him a shot before because he's, for some reason, had gotten himself into the doghouse. And I can't help but think that maybe they might have been trying to send him a little bit of a message that he needed to train harder or something, get off social media a little bit because he's a bit of a darling there.
But
I don't know.
I've heard about it, and it's not that he's lacking effort in training, because when you say he needs to train harder, that's what people think. People think that, oh, he's not trying hard enough and he's not putting in the effort in training. That's not it. It's the way you train. It's your little habits. It's your always making sure that you're as technical as you can be in the practice, on the practice field, which for a kid for Canada, we're not necessarily used to the same type of standards of practice. So when you get to Europe, of course, it's going to be a culture shock. But they want to make sure that he understands that, not by like that. They don't want to punish him. They just want to show him how it's done. And I think that was what the coach Kovac was saying a few weeks ago. And when they gave him time with Bayern B, it's not because he was not good enough for the first team. It's because he was been a few games without playing and they wanted him to play a full 90. And when he did, he scored a goal and he did a nice assist. But it's to show him as well of what they're expecting of him in training. They're not saying he's not putting the effort. And if we know Alphonso Davies, he's always going to give effort. But it's how you put that effort into practice. It's how you manage your efforts and know when to go full clip, know when to understand the rest of the games and when to save energy. Anyways, it's not that he's not putting the effort, but it's how that effort is managed by himself.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's that you grew up in this country, God help us, we don't necessarily create the culture that they're used to over there. So it is a culture shock when you go and play in Europe as a young Canadian kid. This kid is 18 still. He was born in the 2000s, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
God help me.
At 18, Dwayne, I was drinking beer, smoking things, and not doing what I'm supposed to. Like most 18-year-olds. Him? Yeah, he's scoring gold at the Bundesliga level.
No, you weren't playing for Bayern Munich at 18?
I wasn't shocked. Playing anything at 18. I was playing PlayStation 1 because that's how long ago it was. No offense, but yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I was playing Sega. So there you go. Play me like my name is Sega. Anyway, yeah, no, it's good for him. I'm happy. It was a nice little cherry on the pie, as I said. Yeah. Do you have cherry on pie? Cherry and cake.
Sure. Yeah. You can put cherries whatever you like.
Cherries can go anywhere they want. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like them. I'm not going to eat it. I'm pro-cherry. I'm not going to eat it, but you can put the cherry whatever you want. You can do whatever you want with that cherry. Anyways, as always, it's going to wrap it up for today. I don't think we can top the cherry reference. So for Dwayne at 24th Minute, myself at Kev Laramie, we'll be back tomorrow with more of the world of football with a soccer perspective. Thank you for your patronage as well. If you like to encourage for what Dwayne and I are doing, you can go to patreon.com/sportspodcastnetwork. $2 a month will give you access to the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast, 4 shows a month. One show every week on Thursdays, and Canadian soccer only, where Dwayne and I give our thoughts on the Canadian Premier League, Canadian men's national team, women's national team, and development of Canadian players in Canada. And you can go to patreon.com/sportspodcastnetwork and get those exclusive shows. We'll be back tomorrow, but until then, for Dwayne Rollins, I'm Kevin Laramie. We wish you a great soccer.
You can find the podcast version of all the shows we do on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Play Store, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and anywhere you get your podcast.